Diary Fragments, circa 1890. There will surely be the greatest perplexities. There will be unruly men pressing in to cause confusion. And near the close of time, we shall have fallen angels uniting with unruly church members. Many are in danger of being deceived, as were the Jews. They expected Christ would appear to our world with the glory of deity to confirm the fact that he was the Messiah. Then there would be no faith required. But Jesus clothed his divinity with humanity. He walked the earth as a man. His works bore the living testimony that in him was invested the prerogatives prophets had given to the world's Redeemer. He identified himself with humanity and said to his disciples, "He that receiveth you receiveth me, their Redeemer." Matthew 10, verse 40. "He that rejecteth you rejecteth me." Luke 10, verse 16. Jesus has purchased man by an infinite price and owns the perishing souls the world over. He sends men as agents to work in behalf of man, giving them messages of mercy to bear to the sinful race. Humanity touches humanity. Many make serious blunders now, as in former times when Christ came to our world in the garments of humanity. He works with human instrumentalities and gives to his messengers a message from himself to bear to perishing souls. We think the Jews are inexcusable because they refused and rejected Christ because he did not come as they planned, boasting he would come in great glory as a prince, when prophecies had plainly declared he would come as a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. He represents himself as hungry, thirsty, naked, sick, and in prison. We must see Christ in everyone with whom we are dealing or with whom we are brought in contact. We must not be confused in our perception of truth. How few Christians live up to their privileges! How few improve their God-given opportunities to improve physical and mental powers! They do not tax their powers to understand them, yet they are clearly revealed in the Word of God. Young men and women have a work to do in this world that they do not care to think about. Our Sabbath schools are not what they might be. Children. Jesus' great heart of love was drawn out to children. Children are quick to find out who is interested in them and loves them. How many were attracted to Christ to catch his eye and his smile? He had a word of comfort and love for everyone. His face attracted them, and the same spirit that drew the child to Jesus draws older persons who must become children in order to be saved. What the child is, we older ones have to become in order to be sheep of Christ's fold. Christ folded little children in his arms as lambs of his fold.